Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Here with you on a Sunday night in New York City. The Yankees, they beat the Toronto Blue Jays. That's good news for Yankee fans. Beat the Blue Jays, take the rubber game. They win 8-3 on Sunday. And the kids, George Lombard Jr., Spencer Jones, a big part of this win. But also, there's a lot going on in the Yankee universe with... players coming up, players going down on the IL, off the IL. To make sense of all the moving parts, we bring in Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic, covers the Yankees. Hey, BK, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lori. I like the intro song, the beat to No Scrubs. That's how the Yankees fans feel. They want no scrubs on their team. they can relate.
Yeah, shout out to Alex, my producer. No scrubs. Yes, no tolerance of scrubs. Let's start off with today. There was an offensive outburst. 8 runs for the Yankees. And if I look at the last 5 games, look, if you want to be a little bit positive and the Yankees sort of gritting out some of these games with Aaron Judge still not around, but they get back Cody Bellinger today and... they scored in the last 5. They've scored 5 runs, 6 runs, 8 runs. So sure, there were 2 games with 3 runs, but there's some offense happening. And I don't know. Can Yankee fans feel like this is something to build on with this team and with the young kids in the middle of this lineup and Bellinger back, or are we going to go back to seeing one run?
It's a little bit of both, right? I mean, yesterday the Yankees were being no-hit by Dylan Cease for 2/3 of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And today they bust out and they look good. So I think you're going to see some peaks and valleys with this offense. I think you're going to see it to continue to struggle to score in the first inning, because I don't think they've scored in the first inning in like a month now.
I think it's 22. I think by my count, it was 21 coming into today, and they didn't do it again. So I think it's 22 straight games without scoring in the first inning.
And you know what's crazy about that is how Aaron Judge leads like all of human history in first inning home runs.
Right.
Like he was that guy. So yeah, I don't know. When it comes to this offense, there are guys who can hit. There are guys who are talented. And then you see the 4 hits, the 3 hits, the 5 hits. I think that today was representative of what it can be. I tell you, I really enjoy watching Spencer Jones lately. The numbers aren't out of this world, but when the guy makes contact, it's just silly. I think that he has a higher ceiling than Joey Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Joey Gallo was not as interesting as watching Spencer Jones play, at least I think. So I think the offense has upside, and you've been hearing me say that all year, but, you know, when you're getting Bellinger back, you know, when you're hoping to get Judge back in mid-September, yeah, you're not looking at Giancarlo Stanton coming back probably. So this is what they got. This is what they got.
You mentioned Spencer Jones, so let's go there. Really fun to watch him play and a potential 5-tool player. Obviously, the hit tool, you know, the batting average needs to be higher for that to truly be a 5-tool player. But the talent and the skill set seems to be there. And how would you... The Yankees are in an interesting position where they're only 3 games back of the Tampa Bay Rays. For as much as the Yankees have struggled offensively, they're only 3 games back of the Rays, and yet they're, I don't know, something like, yeah, they're 3 up on the Red Sox and about 9+ up in terms of the wild card, because the American League is so bad and the third wild card spot is a team under 500. So with that cushion, Do you look at this and say, this is, I know they're playing for wins. You want to win the division, but is this a time for Spencer Jones to be able to get some starts against left-handed pitching and really get a longer look in there? Or do you think it is, hey, Helyett Ramos has to start and this has to be a platoon?
No, I think that he should get starts against left-handed pitching. I think that is fair. Jones is the better defender than Ramos, like, by far right now. Look, someone with the Yankees pointed this out to me today, someone helpful, and I appreciate this. It was this time last year, the Yankees were 6.5 games back of the Blue Jays in the AL East. They came back and tied them. To have the best record in the AL, best record in the AL East. There are 3 games back on a Rays team that I don't think anybody is really scared of. I mean, you could argue the Yankees, who's scared of the Yankees. I'd argue that the Yankees pitching staff is bananas and that there's upside in the offense. So, yeah, if you're the Yankees, you're pushing for the division. You're pushing to get that top record in the American League because you don't want to play in that wild card series at all. And so many things can happen, and so many bad things can happen. So, yeah, I mean, they're 3 games out. They got to go for it.
But you still would be playing, whether it's because of the defense, giving Spencer Jones a chance against left-handed pitching.
I mean, here and there. Look, it's so much deeper than that. I think that Yankees understand, you know, how Ramos's swing plays against a certain left-hander's fastball, or maybe so the composition of
matchup dependent, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you're saying.
Or the composition of the other team's bullpen may make it so that there's a lefty on the mound starting, but there's 9 right-handers coming in.
Yeah.
So let's burn Ramos early and then switch to Jones in the 4th inning. So it gets deeper than that, but I do think Jones deserves more of a look just because of the great at-bats he's put up.
All right, you mentioned Stanton, you mentioned Judge. With Stanton and the news, you know, hurt himself or fell and now has injured the other calf while he was rehabbing the other calf. You know, can we safely say, we know he's not coming back from the regular season. Can Yankee fans rule out that he's not coming back for some bench role or anything like that for the postseason? Is he just, you know, shut down and done?
He's not shut down. He's not done. But the if we're being realistic, you know, he had setback after setback with the right calf. I don't know the severity of this left calf strain, but this left calf strain also included a fall while he was running. That tells me, guy who knows nothing in terms of medical anything, that like this doesn't sound like a great one. So I think it's back to square one. And square one for Giancarlo Stanton probably means that he's not back this season. I think he's going to try to. I think he absolutely wants to. Like, I don't know why I feel the need to defend Giancarlo Stanton here, but I've covered this guy since he's been in New York, since 2018. Dude wants to play. Dude cares. He's still in every hitter's meeting every day. Last year at the trade, after the trade deadline, he's lighting up his teammates, imploring them to play up to their abilities. Because of how badly he wants to win. Unfortunately, Stanton right now doesn't have the ability to stay on the field.
Yeah.
And I would venture to guess, probably not going to see him the rest of the year, but that's not for lack of effort. I do think he's gonna try, and I do think I do think in late September, Stanton is going to be jogging in the outfield or something, and we're going to be talking about, like, is this possible? But really, who knows?
if you had to guess, is he on the Yankees? Well, if there is a baseball season and not a lockout, but if we play baseball next year, is he on the Yankees next year, given the contract and everything? Or at this point, can you envision any scenario where they just decide they can't give him a roster spot?
I think there are many reasons you keep Giancarlo Stanton around. One, say he doesn't make it back this year.
Mm-hmm.
You look at him and say, man, look, this might be the last year anyone gives you a contract, considering the injuries. You spend the offseason getting yourself right, and we'll see what you look like on opening day.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost the Yankees anything to do that because they're already paying him. And he already means so much to a man in that clubhouse that I don't think the Yankees want to be seen as disrespecting Giancarlo, or, you know, they don't want to kind of bug the clubhouse. Because you want to keep Giancarlo around, especially for these young guys. Like, Lombard looks up to him. Jones looks up to him. There's no reason to cut him right now, especially with a lockout. Like, mm-hmm. We don't know when the season's going to start.
Yep.
What if the season doesn't start until May?
And or June or July. Know, yeah.
Yeah, whatever, right? So mm-hmm. I don't think so. And there's also the component of the Yankees are paying him $14 million next year, I believe. The Marlins are.
Marlins are paying like $10 million. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, $14 million. I would love to have $14 million. For the Yankees, that's kind of chump change. And I think they can afford to just see what they got. So I think Giancarlo Stanton will and should be in pinstripes come spring training, whenever it starts next year.
We're talking to Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic about the Yankees. And so what's the latest on Aaron Judge? One of my listeners wanted to know about when. Any guess of when we might be able to see Judge actually back? Like, do we think he'll be able to play a couple weeks in September before the postseason starts? Or what are you hearing?
Look, in terms of an actual date to come back, the thing that seems to make the most sense is mid-September.
Yep.
Because you want as many at-bats as possible before you're going into October. And 2 weeks kind of feels right. I mean, look, Cody Bellinger just missed a month and played, like, essentially 1.5 rehab games.
Mm-hmm.
He DH'd and he played the outfield one game. So with Judge, are you looking at 3 rehab games? A handful, one rehab game. He's definitely standing in on live pitching right now. Not live pitching, on the traject machines and the batting cages right now, keeping his eye sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you're looking at a short rehab for him, and mid-September makes the most sense. Now, I'm at the stadium today. I'm watching Aaron Judge do agility work, do some running in the outfield. I wasn't outside to see him throw or like really turn it up running wise, but he's making progress and he's moving. So those are good signs. I would say mid-September makes the most sense, but this is a weird injury. I've never fractured my first right rib before. I don't know how this works, but it just makes sense.
I don't know if it would interfere with your, with your writing muscles. But I was having this conversation with some of our listeners, is what's the, are you hearing anything in terms of likelihood for Judge when he returns that, is he playing, should we expect him to be playing the outfield or should we expect him to be a DH? I'm just picturing a rib injury and a man of his size, diving for a ball in the outfield and landing on those ribs or banging into a wall and bashing those ribs. I mean, from what you're hearing, are the Yankees medical staff more likely to go with to recommend that Judge, let's get that bat back in the lineup, but just have him be a DH unless you desperately need him in the outfield for a particular game?
No, he'll be in the outfield.
Really?
Judge said before he got injured, before he went on the IL, that he didn't feel pain when he's throwing. didn't hurt when he threw.
I understand when he's throwing. It's more the, like, you don't think that the, I don't know, while it's healing, that you don't think the diving, because you can't tell him don't dive. It's like muscle memory if a ball is there, right?
Right. So you tell him, be smart about it. And then you also tell him, it's September, October. If you feel like you got to dive, dive. Like, this is the playoff. Because if he doesn't dive, I'm sorry, but, like, if Aaron Judge has a chance at diving for a ball in the outfield and he doesn't do it in the playoff,
mm-hmm.
everyone's going to kill him.
Right.
Like, WFAN is going to kill him. So,
well, that's why I'm saying, like, DH the guy.
Die.
But you're saying from what you're hearing, play him in the outfield that's that.
Yeah.
All right.
No, because you're not going to DH the guy because you got Ben Rice. You got Luis Garcia. You got,
I understand. I'm saying if I have to put Garcia on the, if I have to put Garcia and Ramos on the bench because I need to keep Aaron Judge healthy and not have him diving in the outfield and hurting the ribs, don't you do that?
No, because you're going to tell the captain of your team, hey, we don't trust you not to hurt yourself.
Well, you just came back from a broken rib. Yeah, I don't think... I mean, next season we trust you. But right now, you're rehabbing a broken rib? All right. So from what you're hearing, you think he's coming back and playing outfield and not DHing?
100%.
Okay. All right. Well, then some of my... Yeah, because I got people giving me Yankee lineups, and yeah, no, they want Judge in the outfield, and I was kind of on the, I don't know, I think he's... I think he's going to come back to DH, but it sounds like it. All right, so that's the latest on Judge. What's the timing? You know, I know we got some information on Ryan Weathers. Obviously, he went on the, you know, he's now on the IL with the forearm injury. But it sounds like the best case scenario. But timing-wise, I couldn't tell. I was hearing like 2 to 4 weeks. What are you hearing about with Ryan Weathers? When should Yankee fans expect him back?
I think Weathers comes back this season. And talking to people with the Yankees, they're pretty confident he comes back. When is the question? You know, last year, Weathers had the same injury. It was a flexor strain in his forearm. He was a no throw for 2 or 3 weeks and didn't come back for about a month and a half. This is different though. One, the severity of the injury is not as severe. I write for a living. The severity is less and the Yankees are going to have him come back 99.9% sure in a bullpen role. They're not going to be building him up as a starter. So I say, I could see Weathers taking 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, shutting it down, and then boom, he's getting right back at it, and you're looking at him as a possible 1 to 2 inning guy in mid-September as he's navigating this bullpen situation. Now, look, would you have preferred him to stay healthy so he can then transition into the bullpen? As it stands, he's the Yankees' fifth starter. Like, mm-hmm. if everyone's healthy,
yep.
even though he's been so good lately, Carlos Rodon moving to the bullpen is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
So if in a playoff series, it's Gerrit Cole, Cam Schmidler, Carlos Rodon. I lied. Gerrit Cole,
Max Fried,
Cam Schmidler, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon,
yeah.
Ryan Weathers to the bullpen. This was going to happen eventually. So I think that you see him again, mid-September, pitching out of the bullpen and getting his feet wet. And then the Yankees now have a real power lefty in the bullpen for October, getting some strikeouts.
On, you know, just a couple quick points on today's game. You mentioned Carlos Rodon. What did you see out of Rodon today in terms of making his way back off the injured list? Where do you think he is in terms of, you know, kind of getting back to where he needs to be?
Not perfect, right? But I think he's getting there. I mm-hmm. think the stuff has looked good. I think the slider has looked good. I think the fastball location's been a little here and there. But I think everything is trending upward. And I think that, of course, you know, he wants to give the Yankees more length than he did today.
Yeah, although a double play, turned by George Lombard Jr. makes it look a little better, potentially.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that was a rough one. But also, Lombard also had that, like, silly leaping catch he had today.
Absolutely.
Or diving leaping.
Yeah.
So like, one hand give, one hand take.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're encouraged by what you saw from Carlos Rodon today. And I continue to kind of shake my head at his evolution as a pitcher. He came in here, fastball, slider, high strikeout guy.
Yep.
And is like completely flipped himself into pitching backwards. And it's just kind of cool to see a guy be able to do that. So I think the Yankees are happy with what they got today.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we've seen some pitchers do it before, the evolution of Mike Mussina and others, but it bodes well in terms of Rodon and his future that, as you get older, if you can really be a pitcher and not just a hard thrower, kind of an interesting thing there. And it complements on a staff with, guys like Schlittler and Cole. It's, kind of complements that. The other guy I wanted to ask you about is after Yankee fans sort of, a fun thing is to bash Trent Grisham, and Lord knows, yeah, he dropped a ball in the sun today. But I look at Trent Grisham, and on a Yankees team without Aaron Judge, where hitting has been, the offense has been such a struggle, the month of August, Trent Grisham has an .898 OPS, 6 home runs, and has been kind of a godsend, no, for this team?
Yeah, I mean, with his bat, for sure.
Yeah, not the glove, okay.
I mean, he'll have some Yankee fans rightfully pointing out the, I'm not going to say difficulty, but it's almost like he's running a little bit with a parachute on his back in center. He might still be a little encumbered by that hamstring that he suffered earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's someone who wants to play every day, and he's someone who clearly thinks he can at least hit and, play a decent enough outfield. He has been a godsend. The power is legitimate, and you're seeing some of the power that he showed last year. It's not to the same extent, but, man, the Yankees will take anything they can get right now when, outside of today, Jazz delivers today, but Jazz hadn't been doing it, and they hadn't been getting it from anywhere else, so... Trent has been a godsend with the bat, with some clutch home runs. And on a Yankees team that's not filling up the bases, sometimes you got to win with some solo homers. And he's given them to the Yankees.
All right. Well, Brendan Cuddy does a great job covering the Yankees for The Athletic. BK, always appreciate the time. Get some rest, and we'll talk to you soon.
No, I don't want no scrubs, Lori.
Bring on the scrubs. VK, you ain't no scrub. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Lori.
All righty. That's Alex spinning some tunes for us, appropriate as BK said.